Nolte, ABC's Matt Gutman says he didn't mean to romanticize Tyler Robinson's texts to trans lover, gets busted for fake quote. By John Nolte on September 17, 2025. Matt Gutman, a reporter for Disney/ABC News, twice used his platform to gush over the touching messages between Charlie Kirk's accused assassin and his furry transsexual boyfriend. This fact can lead to only one question. Why does the Disney grooming syndicate still have a license to broadcast ABC over the publicly owned airwaves? That license should be revoked immediately. Well, today, Gutman claimed he was misunderstood, that he didn't mean it, which begs a second question. Then why did Gutman lie? Why did he invent quotes to deepen his star-crossed lover's folktale? We'll start with the revolting, morally illiterate gushing from Gutman, which is a transparent attempt on behalf of Disney/ABC News to turn the alleged assassin into some sort of folk hero only trying to protect his furry transsexual boyfriend from that villain Charlie Kirk. As you will see in the quotes below, ABC News stresses that the alleged assassin said, "I want to protect you," even though that is not true. Nowhere in the text messages released so far by the FBI does the accused, left-wing assassin, say anything about protecting his furry transsexual boyfriend. The only takeaway from these texts, if you are a normal person, is that the accused was worried only about himself, which is why he goes on about returning the rifle to his grandfather before he gets caught. Here's the first Gutman clip, emphasis mine throughout. I don't know if we have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages. It was very touching, in a way, that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate, who is transitioning, calling him my love. And I want to protect you, my love. So, it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And then, on the other hand, he was, you know, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference. Oh, but it got worse, much worse, the second time. It's heartbreaking on so many levels. This duality. A portrait of a very human person, a very human experience from this entire family. The kid who had got a 34 out of 36 on the act, who had a 4.0. I don't think I've ever experienced a press conference in which we've read text messages that are so fulsome, so robust, so apparently, allegedly self-incriminating and yet, on the other hand, so touching, right, with a suspect reaching out to his roommate, who was allegedly his boyfriend, who we understand, you know, identified as male at birth, now identifies as female. And the terminology he used, he was trying to protect him. He kept calling him my love. My reason for doing this is to protect you. So there's this heartbreaking duality that we're seeing very tragically playing out here. Today, Gutman claimed he didn't mean any of that. In a statement released on X Wednesday, he wrote, "Yesterday, I tried to underscore the jarring contrast between this cold-blooded assassination of Charlie Kirk, a man who dedicated his life to public dialogue, and the personal, disturbing texts read aloud by the Utah County Attorney at the press conference. I deeply regret that my words did not make that clear. But let there be zero doubt here, I unequivocally condemn this horrific crime and the pain it caused Charlie Kirk's family, those who were forced to witness it at UVA, and the millions of people he inspired." Somehow, he was able to control himself from using the word duality. You'll also note that his statement does not address his gushing over the alleged assassin's tender love for his furry transsexual boyfriend, or the fact he repeatedly fabricated quotes to further his folk hero narrative. But, you see, that's how things work over at Disney/ABC. As long as it furthers the narrative that Charlie Kirk had it coming from a man only trying to protect his precious little boyfriend, Gutman will face zero professional consequences for deliberately misinforming the public. ABC has no business having access to the public airwaves. Let them try to spin a vicious murder into something justifiable on their own platforms. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.